In die agtergrond 'n opname wat gemaak is van die Murrumbidgee, Australië se tweede langste rivier. Die opname vang die vloei van die rivier en die natuurklanke vas. Jy kan ook so nou en dan die geskuur van takke en 'n boom wat meegesleur word met die stroom hoor. Dit is net een van die opnames van Mark Anderson van Australië Sydney, die stigter van Nature Soundmap en Wild Ambience. Die webtuiste het al meer as 415 opnames vanuit 85 lande, wat deur verskeie klankkunstenaars opgeneem is van reg oor die wêreld. Mark het vanuit Australië deur middel van Skype met my gesels. Hy sê dit is vir hulle belangrik dat die kwaliteit van die klank van hoë gehalte is, sodat mense se eerste ervaring en gewaarwording van die natuurtoneel realisties is.
We're trying to engage the general public in listening to nature sounds. If we can give them the best quality and something that has impact, I think that's obviously got the most potential to affect people. And when they hear things for the first time, for as long as the standards high, we're happy to accept.
Mark sê dit raak al hoe moeiliker om 'n landskap te vind wat nie geraak word deur klankbesoedeling nie.
Sometimes I got to get 10, 15, 20 kilometers away from a road because the microphones will pick up traffic noise from that sort of distance. Other times you've just got to pick the right time of day when people are asleep and the machines are turned off. Finding a place where there's good biodiversity of different species, the weather's got to be right. It's got to be the right time of year, right time of day. And when all those things come together, you can get some amazing sounds. But it takes a bit of work to find the right place and get it just at the right time.
Ek het aan Mark genoem dat dit my opval dat die klanklandskap dieselfde kenmerke as enige komposisie bevat. Daar is dikwels 'n verskillende tekstuur, temas wat vorendag kom en so nou en dan is so lus.
The morning on the Murrumbidgee, obviously you can't plan what nature's going to do when you stick microphones there, but often I'll record for long periods of time and it's those moments where those elements you just mentioned all come together and it might only be for a few minutes, but they're the sections that I really treasure because it sounds very musical to me and the rhythm and just the way it comes together is just like a little perfect moment.
Yes.
You've got to work hard to get that moment, but it often happens. Yeah, I certainly agree. There's a lot of musical quality to it.
Mark sê klankbesoedeling is so volop dat hulle in die meeste gevalle die klank moet suiwer sodat die geluid van verkeer en ander bedrywighede weggelaat word vir 'n skoon klankervaring. As hulle net die suiwer klankopnames op die webtuiste moes laai, sou daar slegs 3 tot 5% van die opnames beskikbaar wees. Hulle moet maar dikwels na die tyd die klank gaan skoonmaak vir 'n suiwer natuur luisterervaring.
What you hear, if you were to go out into that same habitat, it would be the sort of thing that you could hear in real life.
Mark is ook 'n professionele fotograaf. Ek het hom gevra of sy visuele ingesteldheid enigsins sy benadering tot 'n klankopname beïnvloed. Hy het gesê om 'n klankbeeld op te neem is vir hom selfs meer treffend as 'n foto.
I can take still photographs and I get a lot of satisfaction from that. However, I think the essence of a place and the emotional impact it has on me when I'm there is more accurately captured by sound. So when I walk away from that place and 6 months later when I either look back at my still photos or I listen to the sounds that I captured, almost always it's the sounds that transport me back to that place. So I think sound has that ability to capture time within it and also the emotion of the place more so than a still photo. The way I've seen my photography is it sort of led me into these places because I was seeking to photograph something that represents pure nature away from people. So I was finding myself as a photographer before I started recording sounds. Then I just thought, well, I want to start recording the sound of this place to capture the essence of it. The way I look at things photographically, I think it's a little bit different. I'm looking for snapshots of that place, whereas the sound, I think I'm capturing more of a holistic. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it really.
Mark sê 'n klanklandskap is baie soos 'n tydkapsule. Dit vang die biodiversiteit wat op daardie oomblik in die gebied leef vas. En dit kan waardevol wees vir navorsing en bewaring van spesies.
And if people are trying to restore habitats to what they were, they get a good indication of what species were there when the habitat was in its prime. So I think soundscapes certainly have a role to play when analyzing the biodiversity of a location and a habitat, and they give you a baseline to come back to and work out what a healthy habitat sounds like.
En sy gunsteling opname? Wel, hy sê dit is moeilik, maar daar is wel een wat vir hom uitstaan.
I still find it hard to go past my tiger recording from Nepal. I've got a recording of a tiger roaring in the distance. You've got to put headphones on or listen to it on good speakers to hear the tiger, but the sound of a tiger roaring in its natural habitat is something that made my hair stand on end when I heard it in real life, and that has a real emotional impact with me, so I think that's my favorite.
En as jy fyn luister, sal jy nou die dier kan hoor. Vir meer klanklandskappe van reg oor die wêreld, besoek wildambience.com of soundmap.com.